take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites. We do it on the house, so enjoy over at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
All right, so 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Got an update to start the show out with here tonight. And it's a little bit of good news. You know, sometimes this happens, and we like to share it with you. It's good news that's kind of in relation to the bad news that has gone before. So it's probably mostly balanced out by the bad news in this particular situation. We're talking about Indianapolis, and we mentioned this to you over the weekend. If you heard the Saturday show, there was some discussion of the police officer who was driving at 11 in the morning with a 0.19 blood alcohol content, more than twice the legal limit. Now, that's a 0.19 taken with a blood test and taken 2 hours after the incident in which he crashed into two motorcyclists, killing one of them and putting another
in a police vehicle, right?
He was driving, I believe it was the police SUV at that time, yeah. So he put one of them in the hospital and the other one he killed. So it's kind of hard to balance out that kind of negative news, but there's a little bit of good news in that situation, because what we told you over the weekend was that this cop had the DUI charge dropped against him. I mean, they did a blood test on this dude. It was hours after the incident. Of course, we pointed out when we covered the story, we pointed out the discrepancy between how the police treat their own and how they might treat you and I. So, for instance, if you or I were to have rammed into a motorcyclist or two in our car and killed one of them and hurt the other, we probably wouldn't have been able to walk away from the scene without taking a test of some sort or being put in handcuffs and walked into a cage.
I spent, as you know, listeners of the show know, 9 years in prison. Two of my roommates, was George your roommate? Two good friends, both had vehicular homicide charges, DUI homicide charges, and both of them had 10-year sentences. So these guys spent, in both cases, you know, this was prior to the Florida cracking down, but now you'd probably get 8.5 years for, and you do 8.5 years off of a 10-year a bid. So that's what the normal people would get. By the way, one of them was actually drunk and killed a drunk driver. So, I mean, there's no mitigating circumstances.
So this hero decided that, well, I guess his buddies in the police department decided they were just going to let him go home. You know, hey, take a load off, man. You've had a tough day killing people and running into motorcyclists, and we'll just see you later on. You can come in when you get a chance. And so they let him come in, and then he took the blood test. And they throw out the blood test because they botched something up. And, of course, my speculation on that was, well, his buddies in the department made an oopsie. Now, of course, we know that the cops botch things up all the time. Usually when the cops are going after somebody, in a lot of cases, it turns out they make some mistakes. You just never end up finding out the mistakes they make because most people plead guilty.
Take a plea bargain.
And so they never get to look at discovery. They never get to find out anything about what the so-called case is that the state has. And that may be the case here, right? That maybe they just legitimately blew it. Or, on the other hand, maybe they were blowing it on purpose so as to, you know, avoid one extra charge for their buddy in blue.
Yeah, it's hard to make the claim that these guys are stalwart bastions of justice when they let him go home after the accident.
Yeah. So, but there's an update in the case here. According to the AP in Indianapolis, the police chief has demoted his second-in-command and two other officials saying they mishandled.
Oh, the second-in-command was the mishandling. Okay, gotcha.
Saying they mishandled how they dealt with an officer's involvement in a motorcyclist crash death earlier this month. Chief Paul Cieselski announced the actions Saturday at a news conference with the mayor and the public safety director. He said, members of my leadership team failed me, my department, and the public. Said the one of the, I guess it was the public safety director, said the demotions are about failed leadership at the scene. They didn't take command and manage the scene properly. The three demoted were the assistant chief, deputy chief, and homeland security commander. They will now hold the rank of lieutenant.
You know, which means they're still management, by the way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure that they don't like that sort of demotion, but...
It's an unusual level of departmental spanking for a governmental bureaucrat. I mean,
indeed,
it's something.
Isn't this criminal activity, really? Isn't protecting...
Making him botching up the blood test?
Come on.
Could have been a mistake, Mark.
They let the guy go home. They're always so good at covering for themselves. They sent this guy home. He was home for 2 hours, drunk after, you know, being drunk and killing two motorcyclists in his police vehicle. And what they get is a demotion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're never going to be able to check on this. No one's ever going to be able to check for me.
Right.
No one's ever going to say anything, but I'll bet. I'm just willing to bet $100. These guys will be back at their positions in 2 years. That this is just, you know, so we're just, well, they had a little meeting. All right, guys.
Do you think they got a pay cut or is it just a demotion? That's another question, right?
You never know.
Like, did they just change their title?
Oh, now there you're getting into the union rules, so probably not.
Probably not.
What I wonder is, did they give him a field sobriety test? Because that'd be a pretty standard thing for any DWI. So even if you screw up.
No.
If you screw up the blood test and that gets thrown out, they would still have the video of him probably miserably failing the sobriety test.
Their claim was that he did not, and the people that were at the scene claimed he did not appear to be drunk, which is why they were surprised when he came back with a .19. And the explanation for that is that experts regarding people who are alcoholics, for instance,
they can be very good.
Will say that, this guy was drunk twice the legal limit at 11 in the morning. So somebody like that has a problem, and they are a professional, basically, at covering it up. This guy was drinking on the job, driving while drunk, and is such an alcoholic.
They're used to seeing him that way.
Well, right.
Well, how does that get by the department? I mean, how are do these other cops not know that this is going on, or are they just turning a blind eye and saying, oh, well, you know, that's Joe?
Well...
Maybe he wears a lot of cologne to cover the sort of that alcohol smell that kind of leaches through your pores.
He was on street duty at that time, and so when he comes in to work, he doesn't have to go in and do things in the office. He pretty much just checks out the SUV and then hits the road. So there's a very limited amount of physical interaction he has with other officers for them to be able to even identify this. And whether they would identify it or not, even if they could identify it, maybe they'd cover for him too because they're his buddies.
Of course.
Who knows?
But they still have roll call that they all sit down and get a briefing of what's going on.
I don't know. It's not the understanding that I got from having read a few of these articles about this situation. It was just my understanding this guy had his assignment. He was on assignment to be on the road. And so he'd show up, get in his car, and head out. Pretty much clock in, get in the car, head out. There wasn't any kind of meeting or anything like that in advance. But nonetheless, when he was on the scene, you know, he was supposedly acting distraught, and they couldn't tell that he was drunk. And so it has to do with some alcoholics just don't have the tells because they're just so used to being that drunk. It doesn't mean they're not impaired. It just means that they've adjusted themselves to that level of drunkenness.
You make it seem all so plausible.
So, and the story here doesn't go into detail.
When I hear numbers like that, .19, to me, that's just S-faced. You're talking about the legal limit being .08. So,
yeah, but that's not that's not really drunk. .08 isn't really drunk.
No. .19 sure is.
That's drunk, for sure.
Yeah, isn't it like .3 or .4 that you're at risk of dying?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Alcohol will kill you, man.
Oh, I know that. I just didn't realize it was that that was the risk point for death. Anyway, it doesn't explain what the mistakes they made were. They're not talking, well, our officers did this wrong and this wrong and this wrong. So we don't have any idea exactly what the procedure was that they blew. But nonetheless, they've been demoted, which, you know, I'm trying to find a little bit of good news here, okay? 800-259-9231. Oh, yeah, and they weren't at the press conference, so nobody could ask them any questions. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mph wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Just dial in and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI, toll free line 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. They are free, including our news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. And get signed up for free. You can get it via email or Twitter or Facebook, whatever way works best for you. News.freetalklive.com.
From coast to coast, the increasingly militarized American police state has grown out of control. Peace officers become law enforcement officers. It's an epidemic of police brutality and murder across our society. The answer? Film the cops and put it on YouTube. A critical mass of police brutality videos is being assembled online, and a change is going to come. Check out freedomcam.net. They offer discreet video cameras to help you avoid confiscation while you video. It's freedomcam.net, and they're having a summer sale on spy video cameras at freedomcam.net.
One of the other things you can do if you're looking to affect change beyond just videoing the police is to non-cooperate with them as well. And I mean, not just with the police, but with the system. There's some other news here. And this is actually, I think, pretty good news. We started out with a little bit of good news, but this is darn good news from Massachusetts, which is another place you don't expect to hear good news about freedom coming from. Some towns in Massachusetts, according to tookofthetown.com, have given up enforcing the state's marijuana law, which decriminalized the possession of small amounts of pot, saying the law is written with too many loopholes to be effective. The decrim law established a civil fine of $100 for those caught with an ounce or less of cannabis. Now, just to contrast here for a moment, we read a story within the last week about a man in Texas who is now looking at, life in prison, I think, for having a half an ounce of cannabis and hashish. So in Massachusetts, that same amount of marijuana will get you a $100 fine. Just huge discrepancy there. Anyway, the punishment replaced what had been a criminal offense, penalty of 6 months in jail and a $500 fine, also for possession of an ounce or less. So they changed that to make it a $100 fine, and that's it. But the decrim law, which voters overwhelmingly passed in November of 2008, doesn't require offenders to correctly identify themselves, nor does it give a way for the cities to make them pay the fines, say the Associated Press. What has resulted is a patchwork of marijuana enforcement across Massachusetts, as some communities continue to hand out hundreds of the $100 civil citations for pot, while others look the other way when it comes to personal cannabis use.
Good.
Wayne Sampson, the executive director of the Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association, says a number of communities have tried, but a number have just given up. Most civil citations, such as speeding tickets, carry consequences for those who fail to pay the fines. In some cases, the cops can even file criminal charges against people who fail to pay. But with Massachusetts decrim law, they cannot do so for simple possession of less than an ounce of marijuana. The only resource for city and town clerks is to take offenders to small claims court, which they say is not worth the time or effort to collect a $100 fine.
The poor bureaucrats, their system is just so unwieldy they can't even use it themselves.
Right. Now, is this sounding familiar? I mean, I think this ties right in with some of the activism that we've seen going on up here in New Hampshire. People up here, the liberty activists that have moved in here as part of the Free State Project and some of the locals that have gotten excited as well, many of them have embraced the ideas of non-cooperation and burdening the system. Now, we haven't seen these government bureaucrats here coming out and bemoaning how they can't afford to prosecute. They're throwing everything they can at these activists that are doing non-cooperation and civil disobedience. However, a story like this shows that there is a definite breaking point for the state. They are looking at, to some extent, at the costs of doing these things, of doing these prosecutions, and that the more of this that there, the more non-cooperation there is, the more likely the state government people are going to throw their hands up at some point and say, "Ah, we can't do this anymore," because if people stop obeying, if they stop going along to get along, the state government people lose their power. They lose their control.
And it's so true. I sat up there. You had a parking ticket recently, a $5 parking ticket that you took to trial. And that trial, it was just comical to me because they spent as much time doing the $5 parking ticket trial as they did for Catherine Bleich for resisting arrest in Nashua.
Maybe a little less. So hers was like a 2-hour trial, and mine was maybe 45 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, but 45
all
minutes.
All of the same work, all of the same time went into it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's unbelievable that they would waste that kind of time for $5.
So the guy who went through your change at the metal detector cost them $5. It cost them $5 before you walked into the courtroom.
Yeah, but a lot of those guys are salaried, right? I mean, they're I guess maybe the bailiffs are getting hourly money, but nonetheless, they're being paid to be there.
It
anyway.
Creates a demand, though. If enough people go and do this, and I understand in your specific instance, you know, not so much, but it's still. By the way, cost them well over the $5.
Oh, of course.
In multiples of that $5. But, yeah, if 50 people brought their parking tickets in per day, my goodness.
They're done.
They'd absolutely have to have more bailiffs, right? Because yeah. They have to make sure that nobody has any metal in here except for the cops. They can have it.
Yeah, that's true. So this is a really great example. The story out of Massachusetts is a great example of mass-scale non-cooperation. Now, you can argue and you can say, well, yeah, but the law doesn't require da-da-da-da-da-da. And people know that, and that's true, right? So, like, people, what happened is the word spread. It was word of mouth that defeated this. Because somebody took a look at their rules and said, huh, okay. So they can't really enforce this if I say no. Because that's the real issue here, is helping people find the courage to say no. Because saying no can inevitably lead to spending some time in a jail cell. For instance, when you're here in New Hampshire, it's a different system here, right? I mean, it's different, slightly different all around the country. So here in New Hampshire, I don't think they would have to have some sort of specific, if you don't pay, then this happens in the law, because we already know that anytime you don't pay a fine in New Hampshire, there's jail time that you're looking at. It's a $50 a day credit that when you sit in jail, they say, all right, $100 fine for marijuana, if that's what it was here, and it's not. It's much more draconian up here. But if they were to do that, then you'd go to jail for 2 days. They wouldn't need those provisions here. So it would be a little bit different. So you can make excuses for the people down in Massachusetts to say essentially that they're not courageous by what they did. But I still think there's some level of non-cooperation going on there. There's some level because...
It may not be I don't care whether it's courageous or not. That doesn't matter to me if they're not doing the Gandhi thing where they're all walking towards the salt mine and getting whacked in the head by people with sticks. That doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is this is the marketplace, and to me I imagine the marketplace is this river that when you put an impediment in its way, it works its way around. And this is just the marketplace working its way around something, and it's showing that in this case, the bureaucrats, their system allows for these referendums, or call them what you want, on the ballot, and people put this on the ballot and essentially made marijuana legal, even though there was supposed to be a $100 civil fine. There's no way to really enforce it.
I think courage, though, is the biggest factor in all this, because in order to disobey the state, you have to be willing to sort of step outside the box. You have to be willing to step outside your personal comfort zone. Because they're still handing you a ticket that says you must pay. They're likely, going through all the motions that they normally go to, and people they're not doing it. And I think that's great. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford, AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking,
how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment?
Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone,
unless you want to,
and no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at preparedbinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, by the way, join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Our Shrine of Female Listeners is there with the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of reading about the loss of liberty? Now, for the first time, a novel showing how liberty can realistically triumph. Progress by Charles Stample. Order a copy from Amazon, or for a free PDF of Part 1, write progressanovel@gmail.com. Experience a libertarian revolution. progressanovel@gmail.com.
All right, so we're here tonight. Sam is with us from obscuredtruth.com, and you just put up a fresh video up there.
I did, yeah. I've started working through the music, the bands and stuff that played at Porkfest. And I'm doing Rumors of War probably tonight, later tomorrow.
These guys rock.
Yeah.
So head over to obscuredtruth.com, get some great liberty-oriented videos, or in this case, just some music videos from people within the liberty movement up here in New Hampshire. So we're talking about something that's gone on down in Massachusetts, where the government bureaucrats, in many cases, not everywhere, but in a lot of the towns, are saying, well, we just can't enforce these here marijuana laws anymore. Screw it. We're done. And they're just not doing it. They're not even giving out the fines anymore because there was some, I guess, a change that went through during one of the elections recently. I think it was 2008, where the people of Massachusetts overwhelmingly voted to change the marijuana possession ordinances to essentially, or statutes to reflect that they were going to only just be a fine. So there's no more jail time threatened against people. It was just a $100 fine. And in Massachusetts, they would have had to have put some sort of provision in there about, well, what happens if you don't pay the fine? They didn't do that. And so basically the laws, as far as the jail time is concerned, is pretty much non-existent. They can't send people to jail. They can't do anything to them for not paying these fines. And what I was saying earlier, and you disagreed with me, Mark, and more so during the break, and I wanted to have this conversation on the air, is I was trying to give these folks credit, the people that aren't paying these $100 fines down in Massachusetts, for having some level of courage in order to do that. Because I think on one hand, they are bucking the system, in many cases, probably on the say-so of a friend. How many of the thousands of people, they're saying here that towns were giving out hundreds of these $100 fines and people weren't paying them. So you're talking about thousands of people in Massachusetts who have likely decided to just not pay this fine they've been issued based on somebody's say-so. They just went along with what their buddies were saying instead of, you know, going and being afraid of the system and, you know, researching it for themselves and verifying.
Yeah, what you're saying is true. There's a certain amount. It's speculation, but there's a certain amount of people that probably did this on the say-so of their friends. There's a certain amount of them, because there are thousands of people all over in every state that don't pay civil fines. It happens all the time. A civil fine has no penalty, except, you know, somebody can come and put a lien
in
your...
It does in New Hampshire. If you get fined in New Hampshire, you go to jail.
You know the difference between a civil penalty and a criminal penalty? You can't go to jail for a civil penalty. It is a debt. Okay.
Oh, really?
That's correct. So if you get a civil penalty, somebody can then, you know, can garner your wages. They can go after your house, put a lien on it or something like that. But this shows the lack of the power the courts actually have. They really don't have that much power in the civil arena. People imagine that they do, and that's one of the reasons that they follow these rules. Well, but these people aren't brave. Don't delude yourself. People all over don't pay civil fines for all kinds of reasons.
Well, wait a minute.
Anything to do with marijuana.
I mean, I talk about laws and things like that fairly often. I didn't know there was a difference between a civil fine and a criminal fine. I figured a fine's a fine.
There are people that don't pay criminal fines all the time, and they'll get their licenses revoked, and they'll go to jail, mm-hmm. and they'll do all kinds of things. Those people aren't brave either.
But Mark,
there might be a small segment of them that are brave, that are bucking the system, but most of them are just losers.
I disagree with that.
You're horrible.
Every time I've been in jail, the people there, even if there's like four people in the holding cell that I'm with, they'll start talking about the people that they know, and they all know the same, you know, it's a very tight-knit community because it's a black market. So these folks talk amongst one another, and I'm sort of siding more with Ian. I think that both are true, that yes, there are people who are just lazy and don't do it. Or because,
that's true.
You know,
I agree.
Yeah, they just don't.
I don't
have
see
their
how
stuff
you could
together.
Avoid agreeing with that.
But I think once the word got out that hey, you don't have to pay these, and they're not going to do anything because it will cost them more to go to small claims court, I think a lot of them just chose to not pay
they
it.
Made
on
that
purpose.
Active choice. Go into the court, Mark, on a Tuesday or Monday morning and watch people line up and agree to make payments to
I've
the court.
I've been there, Ian.
So what I'm telling you is that most of these people that are being processed through the system are, you know, they've got their heads down and they're so sorry and thank you, Judge. Oh, thank you so much for finding me. There's this very docile, obedient thing going on.
The unseen there is the people who didn't show up. And you've heard plenty
you
of people's names
too.
Rattled off.
Right, when they call
are those people brave? Are they heroes?
They might have
Do they have capes?
I don't know. Look, Mark, I didn't say everybody was courageous. I'm saying this is an indicator of people are doing something that's a little bit unusual. They are stepping outside of their comfort zones just a little bit. The average person that goes to court, that gets caught, you know, college kid gets caught for drinking, or, you know, high school kid, or, you know, some young person, maybe people in their 30s and 40s and 50s. These people are so docile and so obedient. They pay and they pay and they pay. Whatever they're told to pay, they pay it. Unless they, like you're saying, are a loser and so lazy that they can't even get the payment plan
correct. But if you go in there and you watch these same court cases, you'll find it's the same people doing more and different payments for these same fines. These people don't go in and they don't have money saved up in order to pay these fines.
Most people don't have money saved up, Mark.
Most people don't.
They live paycheck to paycheck.
Sure. But what you're doing is you're attributing courage. And what I'm trying to tell you is this isn't courageous. Courageousness made on a mostly not on a conscious level. This is people that have a very difficult time making ends meet.
Okay, look. I understand what you're saying, Mark, and you're just besmirching all of these people and you're calling them losers.
I'm not besmirching them. I'm telling you.
That's what I hear.
If you're willing to let your driver's license,
you're so brilliant, and all these people are losers.
What I'm trying to tell you is, if you've got a family, you've got a wife, you've got a kid, you let your driver's license, go into suspended mode because of several hundred dollars in fines, and you can't go to work. Yeah, like that falls into the loser category for me.
Okay, we're not talking about that. We're talking about.
But these are the same kind of people. That's the same issue.
Wow, you're really generalizing here, and it's unfair.
I told you
it's
already,
Mark,
that I believe
only
a small amount of people do, in fact, do this on purpose.
Okay.
But the vast majority of these people are
no
just people
evidence.
That let fines.
I have plenty of evidence.
There's all kinds of civil fines.
You're just making crap up.
People
just,
all over
no
America.
Idea. You've never sat in a courtroom during an arraignment and watched this stuff.
What are you talking
in
about?
In Massachusetts, you don't know.
In Massachusetts.
Yeah,
oh, now it has
that.
To be in Massachusetts for me to watch an arraignment.
I have been in far more arraignments than you have.
I've been in several.
What I see is a very docile, obedient demeanor from most people that are in there. And what I'm trying to explain to you is, if people are not going along to get along, they're not going along with the system is telling them, you owe a $100 fine. And there's mass non-compliance with that.
Right.
Just
I'm telling you,
all those
not,
people, except for a small percentage, as a bunch of dummies or stupid
or losers,
is really, I think, sad on your part.
You
make me sad tonight.
What I'm telling you, Ian, is these people are not the heroes you're making them out to be.
I'm not saying
they're only
heroes.
Being incentivized in a certain fashion. That's all. They're
I'm
just responding to incentivize.
They're
just rats in a maze, dude. That's all. They're not making conscious decisions.
No.
Yes.
You are horrible.
Yes,
they are making a conscious decision. They've been handed a ticket that says you need to pay.
That has no power behind it.
They don't know that.
Yeah,
they don't.
They find out. That's how they get the stimuli.
All they did was hear about it. They heard about it. They didn't research it. They didn't verify it. They took the word of their friends.
So the rats are talking to each other. That's all. The stimuli is not there. That's all. If these people got a stimulus, if they had to go to jail for 2 days for this $100 fine, they pay it.
You just think you're hot S, don't you?
What are you talking about?
1-800-259-9231.
I'm just explaining to you, man.
1-800-259-9231.
You're lauding these people's behavior.
I think I'd like to talk to Sam about this without having you barge in with all your besmirching of these human beings.
You said you wanted to talk to me in the segment about it.
Now I'm tired of it. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. You can tell us how you feel about this as well. It is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you want to help support the show, you can do that by shopping with us. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. And when you shop through that link, a portion of the profits will be sent over to Free Talk Live. So you get the stuff you're looking for, whether it's something you need, something you want, you get it. At a great price, in many cases, free Super Saver shipping on brand new items and also even used items. So if you want to save a few extra bucks that way, you can do that too. Just start your shopping through Amazon.freetalklive.com. So we're having this conversation that I don't think has been very productive because Mark is just basically positioning himself, posturing as this high and mighty know-it-all, and he's so much better than all these average folks down in Massachusetts who are just rats in a maze, as he put it, talking about how it is that what we're talking about is how it is that there's mass noncompliance down in Massachusetts with this $100 civil fine that people are being issued for possession of marijuana. And Mark, I never said, I'm going to address this at you, but I'm not going to continue discussing much with you because I'm tired of your position.
But you'll mischaracterize my position as though I'm calling myself better than these other people.
In a maze.
Right,
you never called yourself that because that would be a little too pretentious of you. Anyway, so
I respond to stimuli too.
Yeah,
I'm not claiming to be brave.
I didn't say they were heroes. You put those words in my mouth.
You said brave and courage. What are the attributes of a person who's a hero?
I said there was a little bit of courage involved here.
I didn't get the little bit part.
You weren't paying attention. You don't roll out of bed one morning and all of a sudden you're a superhero. Courage is something that takes time. It takes time to foster within oneself. I still don't consider myself particularly courageous, but I know that I've done more than probably the average.
So these courageous people, are they acting courageously because they're doing so on principle or because they don't want to pay $100?
There's no principle involved. They just have found out that they heard that they don't have to pay the $100, and they used the information they received from a friend in many cases. Many of them consult with a lawyer. Most of these people don't have the money to consult with a lawyer. They certainly, I don't understand the laws when I look at them, and so I doubt that they've spent the time to actually read through these and comprehend what the laws actually say and all the different consequences and non-consequences of compliance or non-compliance, etc. They took a little baby step and into the world of the unknown. Basically, they went on to say so that they wouldn't be gone after if they went ahead and didn't pay these fines.
So the ones who's paying the fines slipped their mind. Did they act with a little bit of courage?
I don't understand your question.
Okay, a certain amount of you're making the assumption that these people operated on the words from friends and things like that. I'm going to operate on the assumption that some of them didn't pay the civil fine,
fine, Mark,
because they forgot.
I'm giving you that one, okay?
Okay, thanks. That's very generous of you. My question is, are these people courageous too?
No, that would be an act. That would be something they didn't make a decision on. They weren't really thinking about it. That's just living life by default. There's no courage there.
My contention is that there's a great deal of these people that even if they made the decision not to pay because they heard you didn't have to pay, that they're still living life by default.
Maybe, Mark. I'm not going to tell you that you're not right in some cases. I'm not going to tell you that. But what I wanted to do was praise people and encourage, courage. And I
encourage
important.
These people not to pay, too.
Good. I think it's important,
but
too.
But I'm going to call bravery bravery, and I'm going to call courage courage,
this
and I'm
like
going to call somebody who responds to stimuli somebody who responds to stimuli.
Whatever.
I'm not going to claim that somebody who is just responding to stimuli is being brave. A brave person stands up and says, no more. I'm not paying these fines. This is ridiculous. That's a person who's brave.
Yeah,
and if you call something brave that's not brave, you're going to get more of that dumb crap.
There's more bravery in what you said there, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking a whole nother level of somebody who's actually willing to stand up and say, F you and your fines, I'm not paying them, versus somebody who's just going to say, oh, okay, I'll take the ticket and then never, and have no intention of paying it.
It's not even both a ticket,
both display some level of courage, but one is certainly greater than the other.
It is a ticket. They're writing people tickets for $100 fines
for
marijuana.
But they have to go to court, don't they?
I could not tell you that.
I guess they're not showing up for court either.
It would
in
make
a lot
sense
of cases.
That they wouldn't have to go to court. I'm not sure about all that. If you're down in Massachusetts, you've had to deal with this, we'd love to hear from you. You can maybe explain a little further exactly what happens. But my purpose here wasn't to say this was, you know, that these guys are at the level of like a Lauren Canario or some kind of heroic civil disobedience super activist. They are just some of them, not all of them, are at a level where they've stepped outside of their comfort zones just a little bit, because the state is a scary thing. These people calling themselves government are scary. We know that in many cases when you disobey, there are consequences. And to just go ahead and not do something that the state government people want you to do based on something you've heard, I think, okay, there's a little bit of something. There's a little bit of courage there. And I think people deserve to be I think they deserve to have that appreciated about them rather than, crapping all over them and saying, well, you're just a loser. So anyway, Sam, I just, kind of wanted to run that by you as somebody who, again, I think is a little further advanced than the average person in their level of non-cooperation and things like that. And get your thoughts on what's going on down there.
I think they are baby steps. And I think it shows that if you do things in mass, that it can sort of clog up the system and cause them to throw their hands up. I think it's a huge thing just hearing this. Like, we talked to Shane Maxfield, one of the Keene police officers here, and what does he tell us all the time? Well, they did it down in Mass. You guys should use the system to get the marijuana laws repealed up here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't have this ballot initiative where people can put something on the ballot and vote it into the statutes.
That's true.
So, I guess first we're supposed to go and change all of that and then come back and then do the vote. And it's
the idea would be you'd go and beg to a representative to introduce such a piece of legislation that they vote on.
How long does that take? It just gets so ridiculous. Whereas when enough people are just willing to say no more, at whatever level that is, then change starts to happen. It's inevitable.
Again, I'm glad you pointed out them doing it in mass, because that's a big factor toward encouraging people to take those baby steps, is to seeing other people doing something, to seeing other people refusing to pay, to seeing other people and watching what happens to them and seeing what the consequences are of their choices and saying to yourself, oh, that wasn't so bad. You know, even if they were found guilty or something like that, mm-hmm. like here in New Hampshire, sometimes activists are found guilty. They'll go to jail for a few. It's not the worst of all situations. And they've got people supporting them. You've got mail to jail. It gives them something to do when they're in jail. And so people joining together in mass noncompliance, even if it's just these little baby steps, encourages others to take those steps. If
right.
the first person, if everybody had just taken that $100 fine and said, okay, I'll pay it, then nothing would have happened down in Massachusetts. Somebody said, well, I'm not going to do this. And then maybe they used the law as their excuse. I don't see it in the law that I have to. Fine, whatever. It's still some level of not going along to get along, not just obeying for the sake of obeying for whatever the government bureaucrats say.
And when they start spreading this by word of mouth, that is absolutely liberty-minded outreach. They're engaging in activism by saying, hey, I found out that you don't have to pay this fine.
Yeah, and it's not principled liberty outreach.
No, not
the people
by
that
far.
Are doing this don't get, you know, the ideas of liberty. They just figured out a way they don't have to pay for their $100 fine, and they're gonna do that.
Woo-hoo.
Because it's the right thing to do. It's a smart thing to do in that situation. And so we don't need to explain the principles of liberty to everybody out there inside the system. We just have to give them clear benefits as to what happens if they take the non-cooperative option. Like, and we're going to start doing this at some point, some level of courtroom outreach where folks are going to go up to the court and start handing out information to the people that are there to be abused at the arraignments. And look, here's what will happen if a bunch of people, 5-10%, don't take the plea bargain and say not guilty. And the people that go that take a not guilty, that's even a much higher level of courage.
It certainly is. Taking the not guilty plea might very well end up getting you some far worse sentence than you would have gotten already. And likely, once the activists start handing out these pieces of paper, these handbills, encouraging people to take stuff to trial, the judges will you know, redouble their efforts to beat them down.
That's where we may have to have the staff attorney on board at some point, and when that will become possible is another question. But one of the ideas from the CD Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org is to essentially hire an attorney whose job it is to basically reach out to these folks. Hey, I'm so-and-so from CD Evolution Fund, and I'll take your case for free if you plead not guilty, you know? And that's pretty unusual, right? And so that's going to encourage people to jump on board with non-cooperation as well.
And one more thought about this whole mass thing. Chances are, in the beginning, whoever figured this out probably was a liberty activist or somebody that was fairly far along in the process. And just like we've seen here, it usually only takes one or two people to lead the way and sort of open up the beachhead. And then other people feel more comfortable stepping in and saying, yeah, I can do that too.
Absolutely. Most people are going to be the joiners, and that's okay. But giving them the comfort level that they need to step out of a little bit of their comfort zones is important. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.